Welcome back. In this lesson, we're doing a very drum and bass specific move, drop color on vocals, using only stock devices in Ableton Live 12. Drop color is that moment where the vocal changes identity right as the drop hits. Not just louder, different tone, different space, different attitude. In DNB and Jungle, that contrast is one of the easiest ways to make the drop feel intentional, like it locks in harder, even if your meters barely change. Today you'll build a repeatable system. One vocal track, one audio effect rack, and two processing states, build and drop. Then we'll automate the switch so it snaps right on the downbeat, and we'll do it in a way that still sits over a bright break and a heavy sub. Before we touch devices, set the context so your ears make the right decisions. Put your project around 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 178 is fine. And make sure you've got at least a basic drop loop playing, kick, snare on 2 and 4, some hats or an amen chop, plus your bass and sub. Vocals don't exist in a vacuum in DNB. The amount of space and brightness that feels right depends on how aggressive your drums are. Step 1. Prep the vocal. Create an auto track and call it vocal. Drop in a phrase. It can be an MC line, a Diva one shot, an old rave sample, whatever. Warp mode matters here. If it's spoken or rapped, go Complex Pro so it stays natural when you stretch it. If it's short chops and you want transients to bite, try tones or beats. Then zoom in and add tiny fades, like 2 to 8 milliseconds, at the clip edges. In this genre, clicks can sound like accidental percussion, and not in the good way. Arrangement-wise, here's a classic DNB placement. Put a short phrase in the last bar before the drop, or do a call out right on bar 1 of the drop. We'll support either approach with the same rack. Now step 2. Build the two-state rack. On the vocal track, add an audio effect rack. Open the chain list and create two chains. Name one build and one drop. This is your whole system. Two different tonal worlds, instantly switchable. Let's build the build chain first. The goal is tight, tense, filtered, and narrow. It should feel like it's behind a wall, not taking up the center of attention, but still clearly there. On the build chain, EQ 8 first. High pass it somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz. 24 dB per octave. You're clearing out rumble and low mid weight so the build feels smaller. If the sample is harsh, do a small dip around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz, maybe 2 to 4 dB. Don't overdo it. We just want to remove bite, not remove words. Next, add auto filter. Set it to band pass or low pass. Band pass is a very classic telephone style. Dart the frequency somewhere between 800 Hz and 2.5 kHz. Put resonance around 15 to 25% so it speaks. Then add a little movement with the LFO, 5 to 12% amount. Sync to 1/8 or 1/4. This is that subtle nervous energy in the build. Now add roar. Keep it subtle. Mode on warm or tube is a good start. Drive around 3 to 8 dB, but watch the output, because roar can jump quickly. Tilt the tone slightly darker, and keep the mix around 30 to 60%. The key is grit and density, not full distortion. After that, add utility. This is where you make it narrow on purpose. Set width somewhere between 0 and 50%, and take a second to set the gain so the build state isn't wildly quieter or louder than the drop state later. I'll say it now, and I'll say it again later. Level matching is everything. If the drop is just louder, you'll think you did color, but you really did volume. Then add hybrid reverb. In the build, we want small and dark. Choose room or chamber. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay close to 0, maybe up to 10 milliseconds. High cut it somewhere around 5 to 8 kHz so it doesn't spray fizz all over your hats. Wet around 8 to 18%. The build vocal should feel like it has space, but it's not the main character yet. Okay, now the drop chain. This is where we go wide, present, controlled, and aggressive, but still mix ready over sub and breaks. On the drop chain, start with EQ 8. High pass around 90 to 130 Hz. You usually don't want vocal fighting the sub. Add a gentle presence boost around 3 to 6 kHz, 1 to 3 dB, and if the vocal can take it without getting spitty, a tiny air shelf around 9 to 12 kHz, 1 to 2 dB. If it's a bright sample already, skip the air and focus on harmonics instead. Next, add saturator. Soft sine or analog clip both work well. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then pull the output down so it's not just louder. What you're doing here is adding harmonics so the vocal reads on small speakers. That matters a lot in DNB because your sub may vanish on phones, but your vocal still needs to cut through. Then add a compressor, or glue compressor if you prefer that feel. Set ratio around 3 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so consonants still punch. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds, or just use auto. Aim for 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is leveling, not squashing. Optionally add roar after the compressor for edge. Drive 2 to 5 dB, mix 15 to 35%. If your vocal starts to hurt around that 3 to 6 kHz zone, this is usually where it comes from. Don't be afraid to reduce roar mix and let saturator do the heavy lifting instead. Now add delay. Use ping pong, synced 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback around 15 to 30%. Filter it. Cut lows below roughly 200 to 400 Hz and roll highs above 7 to 10 kHz. Keep dry slash wet around 8 to 18%. In DNB, delay gives you width and motion without washing the snare the way big reverbs can. Then hybrid reverb, plate or chamber is a good drop vibe. Decay around 1.2 to 2.2 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds so the initial word stays punchy before the reverb blooms. Wet around 6 to 14%. High cut somewhere around 8 to 12 kHz depending on how bright your vocal is. If your snare suddenly feels smaller, back off reverb first. Reverb is usually the culprit. Next, utility. This is where you go wider, but with discipline. Try width, around 120 to 160%. If it starts getting facey or disappears when you hit mono, pull it back. And consider using bass mono around 150 to 250 Hz, so any lowish vocal energy stays centered and stable. Finally, put a limiter at the end of the drop chain as a safety. Set the ceiling around minus 0.8 dB. You want achieving peaks, not doing 5 dB of work, 1 to 2 dB max. Now step 3. Create the actual drop color switch. The cleanest method is chain selector. In the rack, show the chain selector. Set the bill chain zone from 0 to 63, and set the drop chain zone from 64 to 127. Map chain selector to macro 1 and name it something like bill to drop. Here is the move. In the build section, keep that macro at 0. Then write on bar 1 of the drop, automate it to 127. That's the snap. If it clicks or feels too abrupt, don't soften the whole idea, just give the automation a tiny ramp, like 10 to 30 milliseconds into the downbeat. That keeps the physical switch feeling without digital nastiness. If you want a more modern bloom, you can do it with chain volumes instead. Map each chain volume to a macro inversely and do a fast crossfade, like 30 to 80 milliseconds. But the selector snap is very classic jungle and DNB. Step 4. Pre-drop tension automation. This is where it gets exciting, because now your build state starts performing. In the last bar before the drop, automate the build auto-filter frequency. For example, slowly sweep downward from about 2.5 kHz toward 1 kHz as you approach the downbeat. That makes it feel more boxed in, like pressure building. Then on the drop, you're not even opening that filter, you're switching to the drop chain, which feels like the wall disappears. Also, automate the build reverb wet up slightly in the final half bar, maybe 12% up to 20%, then the moment the drop hits, you're back to the tighter drop ambience. Another fun trick is negative space. Instead of swelling, reverb right at the end, pull it down for the last quarter note so it gets oddly dry. Then the drop feels huge when the new chain hits. Now, teacher check in. Do not judge impact yet. Level match first. Solo the build chain, then solo the drop chain, and use the last utility in each chain to get roughly the same perceived loudness. Same vibe, same level. Because the goal is, it feels bigger because it's brighter, wider, more present, not because it's 3 dB louder. Next, make it sit with an amen or a bright break without killing the snare. After the rack, on the vocal track, add another EQ 8. This is your mix EQ, separate from the sound design EQ inside the states. If your snare has body around 180 to 220 Hz and crack around 2 to 4 kHz, be careful with boosts in those zones. Often the vocal doesn't need more energy there. It needs cleaner energy elsewhere. Then add sidechain compression on the vocal. Use the stock compressor. Turn on sidechain, choose your drum bus or your main drums group as the input. Start with ratio 2 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds, release 80 to 140 milliseconds. You only want 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on snare hits. This is not pumping, it's tucking. Your vocal stays present, but it politely moves out of the way of the snare transient. If the vocal still fights the snare, don't only sidechain, carve a moving pocket. On that post-rack EQ8, automate a narrow dip, hue around 3 to 6, maybe 1 to 2 dB, and only engage it on the exact snare hits, or just for bars 1 and 2 of the drop. Tiny moves, huge clarity. Now let's add a couple intermediate to advanced variations you can steal anytime. Variation 1. A 3-stage rack. Add a third chain called PRE. This is for the last half bar before the drop. PRE can be slightly brighter than build, but still narrow, and maybe with a bit more pre-delay on the reverb so it feels like it's stepping forward. Then automate chain selector so it's build for most of the build, PRE for the final half bar, and drop right on bar 1. That gives you a really cinematic approach without needing extra tracks. Variation 2. A parallel edge chain. Add another chain called edge with roar more aggressive, then a Q8 band limited around 1 to 6 kHz so it's a bark, not a full spectrum mess. Keep it muted most of the time. Then automate the edge chain volume so it only appears on the first word of the drop. It's a momentary PA bite that makes the downbeat feel like it hit harder, without making the whole drop vocal harsh. Variation 3. Micro throws, no extra return tracks. In the drop chain, automate delay dry slash wet just for the last syllable of a phrase. For example, go from 10% to 35% for 1/8 note, then snap it back. That's the classic throw you hear all over DNB, and it's a great way to add movement without constant wash.